We're just kicking back out here, just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Hey, welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. We're all country and twisted up here, but hey, it's the holidays, and Barbecue Bob and I are going to be talking about the maybe some gifts for the griller on your list, because we do this every year, and it's our first year on Jethro doing this, so you guys are really in for a treat. Just trust me on that one. But I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. Thanks, Conrad. And what to get your grill, ho, ho,
right.
Ho.
Yes, there she is, right there. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about, of course, things that people that like to smoke and grill meat want to get for Christmas.
That's exactly
because
right.
This is the time when you get to get things that you won't buy for yourself because, you know, everybody's always fighting the budget thing, and you look at something and you go, oh, it's really nice. Oh, it's $100. I don't know. And now you can put it on your list, and you never know.
Yeah, so spend $100 on you, not on somebody else. Ooh, that's not the holiday spirit, is it? So
no.
Put it on your list is the deal.
Yeah,
put it all on the list.
And if you're the spouse of a griller listening, such as Conrad, his wife does the grilling there. See, you're going to get a front row seat to what to get your bride.
Oh, very nice. Well, I need some ideas, so
yeah,
go for it.
This stuff will rank right up there with a vacuum and an iron. I'm just telling you right now, she's going to love this stuff when we're done with you.
I have purchased both of those.
I understand.
I beg your pardon.
But not as a holiday gift.
Anniversary present.
Yeah. And he's still married, but I'm... yeah. But anyway, hey, before we get into that, Bob, we all got big holiday dinners coming up. And I've got a buddy that you know very well, Charlie Slosher. Charlie brought over a whole strip loin over Thanksgiving weekend to me, and I've got it in a steak ager. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about that because that's a gift that's out there. And
oh, so that was your gift, your Christmas gift?
No. I've had the steak ager. I'm aging a New York strip loin to bring to Christmas to his house.
I see.
But he bought the loin. So it's our gift.
Well, New York strip might be a good one to do that with.
Right. Yeah, it is. It is. I've done several of them in there. But what this is, it's called a steak ager, steakager.com. Steakager.com. You can go on there. It's a little box that goes inside of a beer fridge, what I call, you know, little dorm fridges or whatever they are, the half-height ones.
And that's the fridge you want to put it in because it stinks.
That's right. And you don't want to open it for 30 days because you want it in a controlled environment.
Well, you can't
environment.
Put it in your beer fridge.
Right. So, but I have, you know, we all have multiple fridges, and
well,
that's
here's
the one to put
thing
it in.
Too, you know, if your garage is cold enough right now, you could just put it in a cooler in your garage.
Yeah, but not really, because this steak ager has an the blue light that kills the bacteria.
Okay.
And there's a little fan on it that moves the air in there inside the refrigerator. So what it does is I put it in there for 30 days in this little box that has the light and that kills bacteria,
mm-hmm.
and then the fan, and it ages the steak. If you've ever been to a very high-end steakhouse, dry-aged steak on their menu is about 30% more than a regular steak.
So you're saying you're happy with this device now?
It's working okay. Right. Yep. Yeah. Once I figured it out, and it's working okay. But where I'm going is it's a $99 item.
So for
Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's a good gift, and it's simple. You put the steak in there, and you shut the refrigerator door and let it go for 30 days. Open it up, and you've got dry-aged beef, which in a restaurant is about 30% more than a regular cut.
Yeah, I think Conrad could buy this for his wife. Mm-hmm. She'll think she's getting the gift, but he's going to get aged beef every time she goes.
Ooh,
that's right.
Yeah.
Right. And I think potentially that's a marriage made in heaven.
There you go.
But anyway, so this thing I've got this 10 pounds of strip loin in there that Charlie brought over, and I'll be pulling it out on Christmas Eve. And then we'll cook it up on Christmas Day, and after that the show after Christmas, then I'll report back. But a practical gift because I'm actually using it, but something that not everybody has.
Yeah,
so.
First time I think I remember having aged steaks. Well, I was in a very expensive neighborhood of Chicago, and I went to a meat market that was recommended.
Right,
and I bought 3 tomahawks for my favorite uncle who lived there.
Right. I remember that.
And I'm telling you, these things were amazingly tender.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he started off with beautiful, you know, prime pieces anyway.
Right.
But I think I paid like $50 a pound. This was 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, because but the reason that it's so expensive in a restaurant is as you age it, it shrinks. It dries out. You're pulling some of the moisture out.
You're throwing half of it away.
Right, yeah. By the time you trim it after it's done, because it'll get crusty on the outside.
It's going to look nasty.
And it shrinks down, but what's left is amazing. And so it's worth it. But, you know, special holiday treat.
Well, I'll be anxious to try a piece of that.
Yeah, right. I'll bring one over.
Yeah. Well, you'll be right by my house.
Right, I will. And you know what? Charlie doesn't know how big that thing was.
No. When there. I think you'll be there the night before.
Yeah, right.
Right?
No, I'm going to be at your house. I'll bring some over.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Might as well just stay at our house.
Right, yeah, and bring the steak. I don't know what happened to it, Charlie.
You still have a room.
Right, yeah. But anyway.
Guess what?
What?
My best girl's home this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's
weird. I don't know what to do. I got to act like I got work to do.
Right.
So I got my freaking barbecue shack done. I'm so happy.
What'd you use for sides on it?
Anything? Well, it's got a garage on the back side,
right.
A house on the other side,
right.
And then two sides are open.
Okay.
I might put something on the west end. I'll let you know by the end of winter.
Right.
Because it's pointed directly south, so the north and east walls are protected.
Right.
But that southwest and west side can get pretty wicked in the winter.
I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but I would anticipate that you could even do something as simple as a tarp.
I'm thinking about like one of those bamboo roll down mats, you know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Put a track and
just to
break the wind.
Yeah, that's all you want to do.
I break the wind all the time.
Yeah, well, that's why your grilling's outside.
That was
I get it.
But I finished it Saturday night, and I'll tell you what, I was doing it by myself, and it's I think around 10, 11 feet tall.
Okay.
Where it starts on the garage,
right,
and it's around 8 or 9 where it comes to the overhang,
right.
And it's everything on a ladder. I just put pavers in under there, and they're not settled real well, and there's some sandy spot. You know where I'm going. I'm setting my big 9-foot ladder up. And
you're setting your big 9-foot frame to lie in a heap on the ground is what you're doing.
It is a scary, scary thing.
Yeah.
And then I got to get up and put metal on it.
Don't you have young men that are kind of in your family that could come over and help you with that
stuff?
You
know, I used to could.
Yeah.
There was actually one in the basement, but he's studying for exams. He's finishing up his chemical.
Better than studying how to feed you when you fall off that thing and break your neck.
He finishes his chemical engineering degree here in one more semester. He's only got 2 classes left, and he's doing his finals for his last. So
good for him.
And he was sick.
Yeah.
And we've all been sick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He had the same crud I had.
A lot of people are getting it. It's not the COVID. It seems some sort of a flu or something's going around every year, right? Right, yeah. Yeah.
It's called
this
flu.
Year. Just this year's deal.
So,
hey, I got one more thing for the holiday. I make compound butter. This time of year.
Yes.
And because it goes on a lot of things really well. What's your favorite? You know, I do it with shallots and garlic is my
favorite. Two different ones?
No, one.
Oh.
I mix the two. Dice the shallots really, really small. If you don't know what a compound butter is, super simple. I buy salted butter rather than unsalted because I like a little bit of that flavor in there. And you soften it down, and you mix in some maybe like half a shallot. I'm doing 2 sticks at a time because I like a little bit bigger portion of it. I do 2 sticks of butter, real butter, whole butter with salted.
So you're not really melting the butter.
No, I'm softening
you're leaving it on the counter for a day.
Right, and so I can mix it up.
Yeah.
Diced up half a shallot. Shallots are very sized, but about a half a shallot. And then I'll take minced garlic. Not garlic powder, but minced garlic, so there's a little bit of texture to it. And I'll mix a couple tablespoons of that in there. And you mix it all up, and then you pull it out of the bowl with a spatula and put it on a piece of wax paper, and then just roll it like so it looks like a Tootsie Roll when you're done. It's round, and twist it up on the ends. Throw it in the freezer. And give it a day is all it'll take to freeze up. And then you slice this stuff as medallions. So when I do this, these aged steaks that I have, they're going to have a little medallion of this compound butter on top of them.
Some of you might have good rolling skills, so you might be able to roll
With one hand or two hands. Right, yeah. No, but this will be about as big around as a golf ball.
Yeah, and you refrigerate it, cut it into slices.
Yeah, little medallions.
Throw it on a steak.
Oh,
ooh, baby.
Yeah, really good. All right. Well, hey, coming up next, we do, believe it or not, have a bunch of the gifts for the holidays that we want to talk about. But before we do that, you got to talk to a beer guy. So coming up next, Jim from Schmoe's Brewery. He's the founder, and he's going to tell us all about it. Stick with us. We'll be back.
life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsmen serving sportsmen.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations. 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Happy ho, ho, ho holidays. We are talking about gifts for the griller and anybody else that's on your list. And we got a lot to cover today. But before we do that, Bob, we've got a little guest with us.
And don't say ho.
Right, he's not.
Yes, this is Jim Sharon from Schmoes Brewing. I always wonder if I should be saying Schwerin or Sharon.
Well, we usually go Shireen, so it's yeah.
I've only known you for 13 years.
Right.
I haven't talked to you in so long. I had to kind of ask, but so anyway, Jim and his lovely bride, who I get to talk to much more than him. Are the owners of Schmoes Brewing Company, and we want to hear about what you're brewing right now. And Jim's, how long have you been brewing beer, Jim?
Well, since before we opened, which would be 17 years. We opened up in a couple weeks. Well, next Saturday will be 17 years.
Wow. And I'll give you a quick backstory on Jim. He's over in the Motor City area, and he's in the automotive business, and he's a wicked bad engineer, and so he's engineering beer now.
That's right.
So what are you brewing? What's on tap now?
Well, we brought our Miracle out, which we bring out, you know, right before, you'll see sometime in November, which is our we call it our Christmas ale. It's an old English old ale. It's got just a little bit of a Christmas spice to it for the holidays, but it's a really nice dark beer, a little higher in alcohol.
And the technical name is Miracle Off 28th Street, yes. Which is so funny.
Yes, it's Miracle Off 28th Street, which was basically named for the... When we finally got open, you know, 17 years ago, we finally got our license to open. We figured it was pretty much a miracle at that point.
Okay.
Yeah. That's great. So, Jim, is that stuff available in stores, or do we have to come to the brewery to get that?
Pretty much have to come to the brewery. I mean, distribution is very difficult for everybody right now.
Yep.
But the best place is to come to the brewery. We got it. You know, we got six packs. We got growlers you can fill.
So we got
lots of it there.
So here's the good thing. Maybe you've never been to Schmoes before, and you want to take our word for it and try this miracle, because I don't know how long it's going to last, but I know I'm going in next week to get some. And I was telling your wife, I never get it. Every year when I try and get it, it's sold out. And it's I love Old English, okay? And this is just a beautiful traditional Old English ale, dark and just lovely. It's it might even beat your Scotch ale, but
there's some debate about that, but they're right up there.
They are both pretty darn tasty, and here's the thing, it'll give you a reason to go to Schmoes, and you see all the taps there. There's a cooler full of beers you can buy. What else can they find?
Well, right now we got our Mad Tom's Porters out for the first time in about 4 years. It's a nice, robust porter, very, very mild, smooth drinking.
Wow!
And then we just recently brought out our toasted coconut stout called Coconut Crusher, got a nice. If you like coconut, it's got a nice coconut aroma flavor to it, and then it's got the chocolatey that comes up with the stout. Tastes pretty much like an Almond Joy candy bar.
It does. And tell me about that porter again.
The robust porter, it's kind of the dark beer, but it's the lighter side. It's not as heavy as a stout, so it's got a milder finish to it, just easy drinking. It's, you know, for us, it's one step up from our Oktoberfest. Our Oktoberfest is dark but really light bodied, This is more of a medium-bodied dark beer, and then you get into the heavier dark beers with the stouts. And
you haven't had that porter in a few years, have you?
No, we have not. First time we've made it in probably about 4 years.
I'm excited. That's awesome. I love porters, and I tell you, I have nieces and nephews who love your toasted coconut. I have to get some for them because they're coming for Christmas.
There you go. Yep.
So, Jim, the Old English, that's not a very common brew style. Maybe you could share with the listeners a little bit about what makes that miracle such a miracle, because it's good. It's really good.
Well, the style is very similar, I guess you'd almost say, to stouts, but it's probably just a little bit more grain, a little bit more malt into it, and probably less hops. So you got a little more alcohol content, which brings it up into that next category for flavor. So, it, where you draw the line between Russian Imperial Stouts and an Old Ale, there's probably some crossover there. But usually the stouts have more hops to them, in my opinion. So, Miracle's less hoppy. It's got more, so you get more of the aroma or the flavor from the grains. We use chocolate malts in there, a little bit of roasted malts that come through more if you don't have all the hops there to hide it.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to Jim Shireen, I now know
very
properly, the founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company on Patterson Avenue, right next to the ice arena. So if you're going to take your kids skating, go over there and stay warm and keep Jim company.
Yep, we got a well-lit path coming over from the ice rink. Somebody's going into our beer garden.
And they have a beer garden with grills, so you can even bring, if Jop turns over a little bit of those aged prime rib he's got,
right,
you could go out there and grill them right there.
Yep.
Yeah, awesome. So what else are you brewing? Now you said Imperial Stout, a Russian Imperial Stout. You have one of those as well.
We did a very small batch of one of those. We're probably halfway through that, so that's only going to be on for probably maybe another week.
And what's the name again?
There's been a couple of names thrown out. We haven't got an official name for
okay.
it right now.
Okay.
They're not too politically correct. I haven't gotten them.
You're in the right place.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Jim, how many tap handles do you have on right now?
We have 16, actually 17 on, because we've got 16 and then some of the small batch stuff we put on a secondary, additional tap that goes under the cooler. So
sure.
I think we're running 17 flavors right now.
Wow. Really cool. That is great.
I'm excited.
So if somebody wants to find you, where are you at?
We're basically 28th and Patterson. If you just go north a little bit on 28th Street, basically right before the ice rink.
Yeah.
Probably 3 miles, 3 miles north of the airport, if you're familiar with the Grand Rapids.
It's kind of an industrial area, too, so you could drive by it real easy. You got to look for the open sign in the window, but it looks like a beer factory instead of a bar. There's a small tap room, but it's a beer factory in the back end.
So Jim, I got to ask you, what is that big thing in the yard, that piece of art that you got out there? What is that?
I was going to mention that. Remember the old steam pig project from about 10 or 15 years ago?
Yeah,
that was down at Art Prize.
Yeah,
that's one of the large round thing is one of the engines from that. We got two of them now placed out front.
Right.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So we're slowly collecting parts from the steam pig and displaying them in our front yard.
Right.
It helps get attention. People see that. Say, what is that? And then they realize there's a bar there.
We'll have to get that thing smoking one day.
Right. Yeah. Or at least steaming.
Yep. Right. Yep. Yep.
Well, Jim, thanks so much. I know you're busy and you got a jam-packed day. Automotive business still kicking along, all right?
It's doing pretty good, yep. I mean, there's some struggles, but they're keeping us busy, so can't complain.
Well, that's good. Jim, thanks, and thanks to your bride, your lovely bride, so much for full disclosure. They've been sponsors of the show since we started.
Right.
And that just means a lot to us. Well, it's about time
you guys have been good supporters of us for a long time.
About time we got you on the show.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Take care and happy holidays, Jim.
Thanks, Jimbo.
Thank you, guys.
Schmoe's Brewing Company, just north of 28th Street on Patterson on the east corner. If you haven't been there, it's a kickback place.
Right.
It's just a place you can have fun. It's got a copper top bar and...
Worth the trip.
Everybody's comfortable there.
And I'm not BSing any of our listeners. It's worth the trip to go over there and get a six-pack of that Miracle.
Oh, my.
It's a special beer for the holidays, and it only comes out. It's about 3-4 weeks, and it is gone. So go get some of that.
I'll leave you just a touch.
All right, yeah. Coming up next, perfect grill gift. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orange Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fennvalley.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the holiday season and we're talking about gifts for the griller on your list. And guess what? Just like the delivery service that's coming to your house with the gifts you ordered online,
UPS.
We are a day late and a dollar short on Schmo's beer because Mark, Jim was on the last show segment of the last. Have I had six of these already? Hell no.
Jim was on
the last segment, and we forgot to get the beer out during this segment. So, cheers to you, Bob.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. We say Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. What am I, chopped liver over here? Come on.
Yeah. Right,
well,
Conrad.
You're on the clock.
You're not, and you're not old enough
Scott,
to drink.
Scott, oh, that's so, true. Scott said you can't drink on the job.
Right, yeah. Because we asked. We were going to corrupt you, but no.
I don't know. Are you even a beer drinker?
What? Heck yeah. What? Come on.
He and Toivo, right? They go way back.
Yeah. Well, we don't have any Natty Light up here, though.
Nah.
You know. Pretty soon, Butch and Whitey will be up here to pick them up.
Hop Knocker. Schmo's Hop Knocker. Love me some IPA from Schmo's.
Yes, I happen to have two bottles in my basement fridge.
9.5% alcohol. Ooh, okay, I'm glad you only brought me one. That's a good thing.
So we'd be over at Brand's after the show.
Right, yeah, right. Across, it's a crawl across
could
there.
Could happen.
Right. So let's talk about some grill gifts, Bob. And you know what? We do this one every year because it's a great gift. Talk about your tackle box.
Oh, yeah. That was a brain cramp, gosh, way back when.
Right.
You know, being a dad, we got five kids. It seems like Christmas really hurts us.
Well, financially,
it doesn't so much anymore. But, you know, back when we started this show, I still had three, four of them in the house. Right. And so you're pinching pennies here and there, and you're always – we used to make them make gifts.
Right. I remember that.
I think you stayed with us one Christmas when we were making gifts.
Yeah.
And, of course,
it turned out
that Dad had to make everything. So I got rid of that rule. Then we said, okay, you got to have an art project. Then we said, okay, it's got to be used, regifted, blah, blah, blah. Now we just say, you know, spend your heart's content. They're all making more money than we are. So we want to encourage lots of spending, keep America great.
Yep, yep,
so,
exactly.
So the plain old box, it's just a plastic toolbox or tackle box or, you know, PLANO makes a ton of them. And you get whatever size you fit in your budget. But I recommend one that's about that big.
And if you can't see that, but he's saying maybe 18 inches to 2 feet long.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So a nice size toolbox, but a plastic one. And they're all plastic now anyway. But and then here's the cool thing. You put your Grillin' Guys sticker on one end. You can put your Schmoes sticker on the other end and collect all your favorite microbrews. You could put your Jethro sticker on it, right?
Right.
Conrad, you got any Jethro stickers?
Here, man.
You know what? I'm waiting for my Jethro coat for Christmas.
Yeah, keep waiting.
Right. I think it's going to be a cold day in Granville before I get
you're going to be real cold is what I'm thinking.
Right. I think you're going to have to bring just a little more cash next time.
Right, Yeah.
So anyway, here's what you put in it. You put in the ThermoPen.
Right.
If you want to spend some money on this grilling person, because that's going to set you back $80, right?
Right, yep.
But if you really love this person, the ThermoPen will change their grilling, Conrad. You listening? Change their grilling.
Oh.
Yeah. Because the number one problem that grillers have is they overcook or undercook the stuff that's on their grill, and a digital thermometer, a.k.a. the ThermoPen, solves that problem.
You think that's the number one problem?
I do. I absolutely do. No question.
Oh.
Yep. No question. It's the first tool outside of maybe a pair of tongs to get stuff moved around, but it's the first tool I would buy if I was buying somebody grilling gifts.
I agree.
They don't have one.
I agree. I was going to bust your chops.
Yeah,
chop.
Well, you can't because I'm spot on that one.
The other thing is a bottle opener.
Yeah.
And a grilling rag. Now, there's lots of cool rags you can get people. People buy them for me all the time. They're still in my drawer. They're too nice to use. So just get the cheap blue rags from the market.
Yeah, the ones you can buy at the big box store for 50 in a bundle for $20.
For a
buck. Yeah. Yeah.
So a nice long set of kitchen grade stainless tongs.
Right.
Don't get the grilling tongs because they all suck and they're made in China.
Right.
Get the ones that are about this big.
Right.
Nice and long. And then get a pair of welding gloves.
Right. Right.
Because they're
welding gloves?
Way better than barbecue gloves, right?
Right, yeah. But the reason is with a welding glove, if you're grilling with charcoal, either lump or briquettes, you need to move that stuff around. You can reach right in that fire, and it's not going to get you.
Right.
Secondly, if you're pulling stuff off of your grill, i.e. finished product, and it's hot, because, you know, we do pork butts, we wrap those in foil. You reach in there, they're 200 degrees. You don't want to grab onto that with just any glove.
Oh, I don't even wear gloves for those.
Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah, you go, man.
I've got no feeling left in my hands. Well, I've been touching stoves for 25 years.
I know that.
I literally can't feel a thing. My head's the same way.
Right.
My wife tells me
that. You can't feel anything, or it's numb.
And, yes. So, like the ThermoPen, a nice pair of tongs. Never use a fork on your meat. A barbecue rag maybe, but here's a cool thing you can do. You can go down to Sobey Meats, and you walk in, you take a right, and
immediate
look at this long counter, and you'll see tons and tons of spices and barbecue sauces.
Right.
Okay? If you can't afford the fancy stuff in that box, start your grilling buddy out with just a couple of great rubs, and if you don't know which one to get, you just walk over to the counter and you say, hey, who knows these spices? And before you know it, Tim Sobey will be there, and he'll be showing you all kinds of stuff.
And the number one he's going to recommend, and there's a reason why, because it's the best one on the shelf, is something he makes right there in the meat market. It's called Tim's Blend.
Oh, you're such a suck-up.
I'm not a suck-up. I have a large bottle of Tim's Blend on my grill shelf all the time.
And one in the pantry.
That's right, because you don't want to run out.
It's really nice.
Yeah, it's really a nice. Very good universal seasoning.
But he also has Texas Two Guns. He's got Slap Your Mama, Slap Your Daddy, Slap Any Buddy that comes along. There's all kinds of great ones. And then he's got some nice little barbecue sauces.
Right.
Get the small quart jar of Blue's Hog.
Right.
Okay, if you don't get anything
else. It's a pint jar. Yep. Blue's Hog competition. You will not
It'll
go wrong.
It'll fit in the box.
Right.
And then, you can, if you get somebody with some good penmanship, don't ask me, but like if you know somebody that does calligraphy, get a permanent marker. I'm taking it this box is going to be red, okay?
Okay?
If it's black, it won't work, but get a permanent marker, and you write this Grillin' Freak's name on top of that box. Why do I say a box? Well, because, number one, your wife does not want all this stuff in the kitchen.
Right.
Take it from me.
In the junk drawer. Or the
I even do most of the cooking,
drawer.
And she still don't want my stuff in the kitchen.
Right.
Until it's cooked.
Right. It's long, and it's awkward, and it's stuff that you don't use every day. Well, she doesn't anyway, so she didn't want it in her kitchen.
No. And very often it's black from being around the grill. Every kitchen's maxed out on space anyway. So this box can go in the garage. It can go on your back deck under a cabinet, wherever you want, but it keeps all your stuff clean.
Right.
It's just a great idea.
So if you really want to go a little bit on a longer dollar, MyPillow is a sponsor of the Grilling Guys. And you can go on thegrillingguys.com, and you'll find the MyPillow logo. Click on that. They have this thing that I have in my house, and I had it before they became affiliated with our show, and it's called a mattress topper. It's going to cost you $150 to $200, depending on the size of your bed. But I'm going to tell you, it changed the way that my wife and I sleep, because she's of the age that she gets warm at night.
The three-inch mattress topper.
Right, and I'd like to take credit for making her hot, but I just can't every night.
Well,
I think
you've overworked that one already.
Right.
As Steve Bannon says, my pillow.
Right.
He's got my slippers.
Right.
I want a pair of those slippers if you're listening, any of my family members. He's got a six-piece my pillow towel set.
Right.
And I hear those towels are... like Dr. Navarro, who is on War Room, does the commercials for these guys, and he did an independent test on those pillow towels.
Right.
He said it's the softest towel. Sucks up the water, sucks it right out. You can stand next to it, and it just sucks the water
up. Drives it right off your bicep. I get it. Yeah, arms of steel.
The classic pillow. And then...
but, Bob, here's the good part.
You get a
discount. If you go on there on the Grilling Guys, you link in, and when you check out, you put BBQ, just the barbecue for the Grilling Guys, you're going to get a really hefty discount when you check out. So we're trying to pass that on, but just get on there, and they're great gifts, and you still got time to get them to your house. But coming up next, it's the Old World Olive Company, and these are the great gifts that you don't want to miss. Stick with us. We'll be back. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's garrettsappliances.com, garrettsappliances.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Hey, happy holidays from the Grilling Guys.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro Country with a twist. And we're glad to be here. Dang glad to be here. This Jethro is home, and it feels good. And we're going to spread some holiday cheer, man.
Dude, I'm telling you. And I haven't had a radio for 2 years. I just got a new Jeep, new to me, and... it's got a fantastic Boston Acoustic stereo in it.
Yep.
I have that 98.9. Isn't that our low?
99.5. In Lowell.
You got four or five stations. I can't remember them all. But 94.9 is in Grand Rapids. 99.5 is the Lowell one.
Right.
And I live in Lowell.
Right.
I just leave it on there, and I told Conrad, I don't even change the channel anymore. It's not because we're on here. It's just because it's so dang good. And guess what? On this channel, you get to hear the lovely Shasta from Old World Olive Company. How are you, darling?
I'm good. How are you?
We want people to come in and get some gifts for Christmas.
Yeah.
What you got?
So we've got all kinds of things. So Corey came up with this new special basket for just the first time ever this holiday. He has it's called Everything Bourbon.
I saw that.
Yeah. So for the guy that likes bourbon.
I don't know any of those guys.
Wait, I looked in the mirror and I saw one of those.
Right.
Yeah.
So it is a bourbon honey, which is absolutely delicious.
Is she blonde or brunette?
Whatever
she's
you want
blonde,
her to be,
Randy.
Yeah.
You're talking to
honey is brunette.
You're
That's
talking to a
ask.
Blonde. Yeah. They're always blonde.
Right.
Go ahead, honey.
No, go ahead. Well, okay, let me stop. No.
Cover your ears, Corey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a bourbon maple honey, and this is delicious. So we smoked a cream cheese block, right? That's kind of like the rage right now.
Yes.
And so we smoked a cream cheese block. Corey was very specific in making sure that he scored the cream cheese log correctly. Yes. And
oh, he's turned into a real touchy fella, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's something, right? So then we actually did the bourbon honey over top of that and put it out with crackers for our Thanksgiving. It was absolutely amazing.
Holy cow.
Mm.
I know what I'm doing for Christmas Eve now.
Yeah, right. No, don't do that. Let me bring it. Because no. I actually have some of the honey. I do. I have
I
some
care.
Of the, I have the bourbon honey at home.
I had it first. It's right. mine.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man. Red and sippy all over.
So okay. How about can I make my own combo?
Yeah, absolutely you can.
How would I do that?
So we have baskets that are already made for you guys that are our favorite sellers. You know, our customers tell us these are the ones we like over and over and over again. And so we have those baskets already made up and recommendations. But if you want something that you've got a foodie in your life and you say, hey, I want something specific for this person because I know they will love a specific
I'm just thinking
profile,
of me.
We can do it. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Corey. I forgot to respond on you. I was in a tree blind, and he sent me that maple bourbon, and I'm like looking at some Bambis. And I forgot to respond back to him, but I looked at it and I thought, wow, what a great idea.
Yeah.
And tell him I apologize
for
not.
Baby, man. Everything bourbon.
So what else is in that? We didn't finish. We interrupted you. Everything bourbon has got the bourbon honey maple. What else?
Yep. It's got a bourbon maple balsamic vinegar. It's also has a bourbon molasses seasoning.
My speech is slurring
so
already.
Yeah. And then also, yeah, also the syrup. So
syrup. Wow, very That's good. That's one of the four main food groups, syrup.
Yeah. Right. That's what I'm saying. And, you know, they've said that maple syrup is a shortage in Michigan right now.
No way.
Who knew?
Yeah, well, we got the new season coming up in April. Yeah. There'll be gallons more. And you know what? You go down in the center part of the state, there's a lot of maple production down there.
Yeah.
And you can find it.
Oh, fun fact here. I used to work in Vermont, and I brought back the A, B, and C grades, or 1, 2, and 3, whatever they were.
Yeah.
I went up to the eastern UP. We did the Tour de Sault Ste. Marie. And this lovely lady with this beautiful Michigan shop, she gave me a fun fact. Eastern UP produces more maple syrup than the entire state of Vermont.
Right.
There's
no
that many.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing's maple trees.
It's all
up
maple
there.
Trees.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That's really
I
cool.
I guess so. That's amazing.
I know.
So Shasta, for those that don't know Old World Olive Company, give us a rundown of the types of products that you guys have for the holidays.
Yeah. So we have all sorts of things. If you have a foodie in your life, we have tapenades, we have dips, we have jams, we have aiolis, we have stuffed olives, 50 different varieties. Of
okay, stop,
oils
stop on the stuffed olives,
yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay, I got a jar of the ones with the tomatoes in them.
Sun-dried tomatoes. Yeah. Those aren't actually stuffed. Those are just an olive
no,
with the sun-dry in them.
But I got a jar of those with the sun-dried tomatoes.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's probably the best olive I've ever had.
Right.
And I was totally immersed in the garlic. And, you know, I've never been one to like the prepackaged blue cheese. I'll do my own blue cheese.
Right.
Yeah,
but
sure.
That
yeah.
Whatever they season these sun-dried tomato olives with,
right.
There's more than just tomatoes in there. I don't know what it is, but that's got a flavor profile. You want to talk about knocking a martini out of the park? That'll do it.
Right.
That's exactly right.
And I'm gonna go a little diversion from that.
Oh no, I'm gonna go one.
My favorite olive is a lemon rind stuffed olive. And it sounds like the weirdest damn thing in the world until you have one, and it's like, oh my God, is that a great flavor combination?
My favorite olive is my granddaughter in
Tennessee.
Well,
I understand, right.
Yeah,
and her twin sister.
Yeah, I guess, because her name's Olive.
Right, yeah.
So your tapenades, they're underrated. And,
oh, man.
You know,
they're
you gave
so
me
good,
a couple
yeah.
several years ago. I had them in the pantry, and I just – it's one of those things you look at, and you just like, yeah, I don't know. I it says it's lemon, mustard, garlic or something.
Right.
And you just leave it there. It's like, wow, it sounds weird. Well, okay, I ran out of mustard one day, and I pulled that thing out, and I put it on some brats. Oh, my God, my mouth's watering right now. That was so good. You had a mustard, garlic tapenade?
So we have a garlic kraut, a smoky onion mustard. We have all sorts of things. And
it might have been
you,
the smoky
I
onion mustard.
I haven't tried one that I didn't love.
You know, and this is the cool part about this is, guys, is these are affordable gifts. You're not looking at big dollar.
No.
You know, these are under $10, under $15
but
items.
It's that
that
thing
you won't
buy
up.
Yourself because right. you're shopping. And when you're an Old World Olive Company, you better expect to just pay more for your oils and your olives because this is the best stuff in the world. It's not, you know, right. at a Walmart, okay? You're not right. going right. to fight the fat lady for the aisle. This
right.
is a nice
cool
store.
We know exactly when that olive was crushed. When it was picked, when it was crushed, and when we it was sent and we got it. So
when it was swallowed, I'll tell you exactly when it's swallowed.
Yeah,
right. So the balsamics. I want to keep you on the phone when we're done. We only got a couple minutes left, but I want to talk about your balsamics. But the tapenades, the spices. You've got spice packs.
Yes, we do. So we have some. If you want to just season some food, one of our best sellers is a coffee barbecue rub. And, you know, if you're doing really, I haven't found a meat that I didn't like that coffee barbecue rub on. It's amazing. You know, we have different sea salts. We have all kinds of seasonings. It's just, you know, it's endless. Just come in.
Shasta, the last time I was in, I bought the garlic olive oil and the Italian bread seasoning packet and brought it home. It was right before Thanksgiving. Brought it home, got a little saucer plate out, right, and put maybe a couple tablespoons of that seasoning packet on that and just covered it with that garlic olive oil and,
right.
and just a little bread, a little French bread, and you dip that in there. My guests went bananas for that stuff, man. It's like, Jop, where did you get this? This is amazing. I'm like, well, you know, it's just a little something I do, right? But at the end of the day, it was like, oh, no, this all comes from Old World Olive Company. I put one and one together, and it makes 10.
Secret is Corey came up with it.
Right, yeah, right. But
she just gets all the credit because she's cute.
Yeah. But anyway, hey, we're running out of time. But Shasta, Corey... Hey, happy holidays to you guys, and thanks so much for being a part of the Grilling Guys. We would not be the same without you.
Yeah.
I remember when I stumbled across your store, and it's never been the same since.
I remember stumbling out of it. Right. Stick around on the line when we're done, would you? We want to chat.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
Well, Jop, are you ready?
I am ready.
Take us out.
Well, you know what? It's been great that this is a great holiday season. This is the time that we always say thanks to the people that are a part of our show. Conrad, you're new, but you know what? You're a blessing to the Grilling Guys, and we really appreciate that.
Thanks.
Man, we really appreciate it. He's a
blessing in disguise.
Right. I think we got one more show before Christmas, but
okay.
Anyway, I'll stop being a sap, and thanks for being with us. We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.